Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds time, as always, we're joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions as he puts us through our paces for a nice workout. At about a quarter to two, inshallah, we're joined by Fatima Sidat. She's a therapist in discussing today National Stress Awareness Day. And yeah, how do you deal with stress? Let us know. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Or if you've got questions for Ronald as well, send them through. Time to welcome Ronald to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, Brother Ijaz.
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, man?
Good, man. How do you manage your stress?
Ah, shukran. You know what? If you have a positive mindset from the time you wake up, you tend to have a good day all through the day.
Well, it's a good philosophy to have, my brother. Alhamdulillah.
You like this one, Sister Fazana Butler, saying on the question, how do you deal with stress? She says, go to the gym. She jumps.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Nice. So let's go through our gym for this day. What do you have in store for us?
Well, brother, you'll be excited. No, I'm actually at one of my clients' offices. I'm sitting in one of their boardrooms, and I have a wheelie chair here. So I thought I can relate to you.
Yes. Now you're in my shoes, literally.
I'm in your... So here's what I want you to do, brother, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to sit towards the front of the chair. So wherever you are, sit in the front of the chair.
Okay.
Okay? And I want you to lean back, but don't let your back touch the backrest of the chair. Keep your feet on the floor. Mm-hmm. Okay? Lean back, arms up. And I want you now to just tap your feet on the ground with your knees bent.
Okay.
Okay? What you're doing with this exercise is you're engaging your core, your abs. You're tightening your back muscles. And you're doing wonderful, quick cardio for the feet and the legs. But you also have to keep the legs in constant tension of the upper thighs. So it's such a wonderful, multifunctional exercise, this thing. I call this a seated foot taps.
Okay.
Okay? So tap, 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 tap. And as you go, you can go higher and higher with your foot tapping. And that's the rhythm you're going for. Tap, 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 tap. Okay? Good? You feeling good?
Always, yeah.
Get it. All right, good. Now from there, the next one I want you to do for me, brother.
Okay.
Okay. Very easy, very simple. I want you now to stand up off the chair.
All right.
All right. You're now going to place your foot on the chair. Right? Other foot's flat on the ground. Knees straight, okay?
Right.
Now push the chair slightly forward. Keeping your knees straight, push your heel down and pull the chair back towards you. Push the chair forward, keep both knees straight, and then pull it back. Alright, so you're basically using your feet to push and pull the chair, but you're keeping your knees straight. By doing that, you engage the hip flexors, you engage your hamstring muscles, you engage the muscles in a very different way or form. Okay? You do that for 15 repetitions on one leg, then you change over to the other leg and off you go again. Alright? So far so good. Now the next one for you, brother, now that you're done with that, okay? Having a seat back in the chair, feet wider than shoulder width apart, you're sitting towards the front of the chair, okay?
Alright. Yeah.
I now want you to squat up, all right?
Yeah.
Jump around, face the chair, squat down, hands touch the chair, jump around, face forward, and have a seat, and up. And that's what you're doing.
All right?
Let's see. So squat up, jump around, face the chair, squat down, jump up, face away from the chair, squat down again. What you're now doing is by bringing in the slight jump, you could jump or you could step around, okay? You're bringing in engaging your abs and your core, but also your balance, your proprioceptors. So you're doing a wonderful lower body exercise with cardio, and you're also bringing in the core exercises and, of course, working on your balance as well. Okay?
Okay.
So far, so good. And then the last exercise for today, very quick and simple one, I want you to do, put your hands in the push-up position on the arms of the chair. All right? So you're facing the chair, feet are on the floor, push-up position. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's difficult because you actually have to hold the chair where it is.
Because
if you do a push-up, the chair can't roll forward.
Yeah.
You have to engage more muscle fibers to keep the chair still and still do a push-up. So off you go.
Can we call this wheelie plank? So what do we call it?
We can call these Ijaz spin wheelies. All right. So you keep on going with that non-stop, non-stop, and you're doing 20 repetitions of those. And you find it's very difficult because as you push down and push up, the chair wants to move forward. Because you distribute your weight differently. You now have to pull different muscles of the upper body and the abs to keep the chair still where it is so that you can still do a push-up.
It's very challenging, but doable nonetheless.
And that's exactly what it is. We always aim to challenge the bodies in different ways and means. So once you're done with that, you repeat this entire sequence another 3 more times. Quick and easy, but highly effective and efficient.
Okay. So is that it for today?
I'm sorry, brother?
I say, is that our workout for today done?
You know what? Very simple and very easy, because remember, there's times when we do a very intense workout and we involve different muscle groups.
Yeah.
When you involve different muscle groups, you always bring it in a very organic way. So you don't push the body too much too soon. You rather let it build in gradually, and then the next session will be a lot tougher and harder.
Okay. And today is National Stress Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your tips for those that are suffering with stress?
You know, when it comes to stress, it's very simple. You know, everybody is facing stress in different forms or ways in their lives. If we don't have it, then my goodness, please bring us your life. Okay? But the body's reaction and your response to stress is what the secret is. If you can understand how your body reacts in your mind, you'll be able to manage it a little bit better and a lot better, actually. So understand, there's something called eustress, which is good stress, fight or flight response. A dog barks and you run or jump over a wall. Those are the good things. You're under pressure to finish a deadline. Good stress. Okay, it helps your body, it increases your heart rate, gets the blood to pump. It's a good thing for the body. You know, it releases adrenaline and noradrenaline. But when you're in constant state of high stress, it's called distress. And that's not a good thing for you, because then you put your body under physiological strain and damage. To the context that you won't be able to sleep, you'll increase weight, increase appetite, you become very stiff and tight. Think about it this way, brother.
Yeah.
If you have to, you know, tense a muscle, the muscle is solid, it's tense. You can't lift or pull very much.
Yeah.
Okay? And the same thing with the body when you're stressed. You become very tense. So the minute you begin to relax and so forth, it becomes a lot easier for you. Breathing is a wonderful thing to do to relax the body. Activity is a brilliant thing to do, and what you're eating. But ultimately, don't avoid the stress, because our lifestyles don't lead to that. Learn how your body responds to it and how you can then bring in proactive solutions to mitigate it.
Okay, wonderful stuff there. Have a good day going forward. Don't stress yourself too much. Take it easy. And we'll
and
chat
I hope
again.
You tomorrow, but I hope you're tomorrow. Ready for a stressful workout tomorrow.
Yeah, it's always, but it's good stress, as you mentioned. Good stress.
Good stress, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rogel there with the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. As you mentioned, today is National Stress Awareness Day, and yeah, make us aware of how you deal with stress. You can SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. After this quick break, we're joined by Fatima Sidat discussing ways to deal with stress. Stay tuned.
And when life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back, keeping him deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home. And when life is hard,
yes, indeed, you're tuned to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. As promised, we are now joined by Fatima Sidat, psychological therapist, and she's talking to us about stress and stress relief today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Fatima.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm hoping you're not stressed out today.
I learned not to stress.
All right. Yeah, woosa. Fatima, now, are we getting more stressed nowadays?
Unfortunately, yes. Due to factors like work stress, family stress, school stress, I think we're in an environment where we're constantly wanting to achieve and excel in whatever we do, and also because of like certain other reasons or expectations. we are going through a more stressful period at the moment.
Okay. So why is stress such a silent killer?
It's because as humans, we see stress as as a sign of motivation. But stress, you can only handle to a certain extent. Once you reach the limit, you then start dwindling down, and you find that you're not able to function well. You aren't productive as what you were. And then slowly, as time goes by, it affects your mental health, and then it manifests into physical sickness as well. Then you'll start seeing you getting physically ill, often flus, colds, your hormonal imbalances start taking place, and that's when you start getting really ill as well.
Okay. And also, Fatima, what are some of the effects of stress that you can, you know, that people can be looking out for in terms of maybe they don't even realize that they're stressed out?
You know, the most important thing is it starts having an effect on yourself and your being. You'll find that, you know, your behavior starts changing where you, for instance, if I give you an example, you work, but you're not working in a certain time period, which is work hours. You bring in work at home, you're not sleeping early, you're working till midnight, till 2 in the morning, you wake up feeling more tired, you go to work feeling tired, you come back home and you're still tired. When you need to start assessing and seeing what's going on with me. A lot of people, also their behavioral patterns change, so they're not eating properly, or they're eating unhealthily, or they're overeating or undereating. A lot of them stop taking care of themselves. Some of them actually turn to things like nicotine and caffeine, which is also not healthy in big doses. So there's a lot of factors that you will look at, and you will see that, you know, when you start seeing yourself change, you'll know there's something wrong.
Okay. Remember, listeners, you can ask questions as well, as some listeners have done already. You can SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. This listener asking, does chronic stress cause high blood pressure?
It does. What happens is, because you're going through a lot of chronic stress, it increases your anxiety level, so you're highly anxious all the time. And what anxiety manifests in is physical symptoms. So you're going to see stuff like your heart rate's going to increase, you're going to start feeling unhealthy, you're going to start eating unhealthy as well, which will increase your cholesterol levels, will increase your hypertension levels. So everything, as I said, it all spirals. And when it does, it has an impact on your entire body. So you have to be very careful. When you start seeing symptoms of stress, you need to address it as soon as possible.
Okay. I see one of our listeners as well. Earlier on, I was telling Ronald, when we asked the question on Facebook, like, how do you deal with stress? And she says she goes to the gym. How much does gymming and keeping healthy and fit, how does that help in terms of dealing with stress?
Gymming is very health. It's very good for your health, not only for your physical health, but also your mental health, because it activates all the endorphins and chemicals within your brain. Your happy centers are now working, and you start feeling good again. So yes, gymming is really important for yourself. It also helps reduce your risk of getting hypertension, diabetes, a whole lot of other chronic illnesses as well. So when we look at a holistic approach to dealing with stress management, we always advise people, gym, do yoga, try and also, you know, meditate. And when I say meditate, you could do it in any way, even just sitting on your musala and reading tasbih is a form of meditation as well.
Okay. Yeah, what are some other ways to deal with stress at home and in the office?
Firstly, you need to look and identify habits and behaviors that add to your stress levels. Basically, it could be, you know, not managing your time properly at work, or it's not managing your time properly at home. So you have to look and see what exactly is the cause of your stress, and then how would you address or strategize to reduce that stress. That's very important. Thereafter, you know, you have to also replace unhealthy coping strategies. When we talk about unhealthy coping strategies, we're talking about the smoking and the binge eating, the comfort eating, sleeping at odd hours. Sleep is really important and essential for your holistic health as well. Also, try and always, you know, have a well-balanced life, which is very healthy for you. Set aside time for work, for family, for, your own relaxation time. Also time for gymming, exercise, so that you have a well-balanced life. And with a well-balanced life, you are going to be less stressed out.
I see on the hashtag National Stress Awareness Day, lots of people are saying, go for a walk. If you're sitting at your desk and you're all stressed out, just go for a quick walk. How does it help?
Definitely. Again, it's the same concept as your exercise.
Yeah.
When you're feeling stressed out and you think you can't deal with being at your desk, take a walk away and you get some fresh air. And usually we're all, stuck at offices. We're not seeing sunlight, daylight, nothing. So if you're walking outside, at least you're getting a bit of sunlight, which is good for you. And also, it's again a form of exercise. And what you're doing is you're just enhancing all the good energies and chemicals within your body so that you feel better. So when you come back to your desk, whatever was stressing you out, maybe, for example, you're an accountant and something wasn't working out properly. Just by going away and coming back, you're looking at it from a different perspective. And you are able to then rationalize and fix whatever it may be that was stressing you out. So it's always good to have a breakaway from, stressful stuff.
Okay. Another listener saying, yeah, I'm a stress bot. Can medicines help me lower my stress level?
Look, yes, there are certain types of medicines and stuff that do assist you. But do you want to actually become dependent on medication? And if it's allopathic or, chemical bounded medication, is it actually good for your health? And what are the side effects of it? You need to look at things like that. Maybe have a healthier alternative. Do a vitamin or mineral or something, from a plant, which is really helpful to you. Again, you need to sit down and actually look. Is taking pills going to help you deal with the stress better? Or is it going to make your stress go away? Or is it just minimizing the symptoms and you just carrying on with whatever's stressing you? Eventually, you are going to, once you start taking pills to reduce stress levels and you're going to continue stressing, your stress levels are going to increase, which means you need a higher dose.
Yeah.
So you need to weigh your options here.
Okay. Now, Fatima, certain people, maybe they snap very quickly because they can't handle the stress and it tends to make an awkward atmosphere at work. Right? When you know when you are beyond the self-help phase, when you need to seek professional help in terms of dealing with stress?
I think you just mentioned it. Snapping at someone because you're stressed out isn't a healthy solution to anything. Once you start seeing symptoms like that come out, you need to go and speak to someone. Anger, irrationality, all those bad behaviors come from, unhealthy coping strategies. And what we need to do is learn how to manage stress better so we don't have that impact with your stress levels.
Right. So lots of insight there given in terms of dealing with stress. Fatima Sirat, psychological therapist. Jazakallah khair for talking to us this afternoon on the Power Half Hour. We hope that you have a stress-free day today.
Jazakallah, and I hope that everyone else has a stress-free week.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Take care now.
Okay. Salaam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fatima Sirat, psychological therapist, talking to us, always talking to us about mental health issues. And yeah, there's also a sheet if you check on the hashtag National Stress Awareness Day. You'll see that there are lots of people are forwarding this picture. It's like a rectangle, and it's got little notes inside of them. The first one says, slow down. I think that's the best thing. Sometimes life is so fast-paced that we are unable to deal with things coming at us at a rapid pace. So slow down. Take it easy. Keep calm. Yeah, that's another one. You know, when things get out of hand or too fast, you tend to get flustered. And, you know, that's when tempers flare and people snap. So just keep calm. Be positive. That's a nice one as well. You know, if you tend to be in a positive mindset from the time you wake up, I was, like I said to Ronald and I think to Fatima, that you tend to be able to sustain that sort of a mood. It's a good way to operate. You know, if you're waking up and like, oh, it's going to be hot today, you haven't even stepped outside yet and already you've decided how your day is going to be, in terms of you're going to be tired, it's going to be hot. Leave all of that aside. Just be positive. Say you're going to have a good day, inshallah. And, yeah, you know, carry this positivity with you. Then the next one you got here is take it easy. Now, you can't always take it easy because your boss is going to be on your case. What are you doing? Nah, it's National Stress Day. I'm taking it easy. All right. Yeah, Mohammed Salim is making the sound. It's letting you know that, yeah, you get Fox Law if you take it too easy. But what it's meaning here is that don't always be, you know, your shoulders are tense and you're working like, oh, pace yourself. Unplug. Now, in our situation, yeah, if I must unplug, literally, then I'll be in trouble as well, because most of our work is online. So, yeah, unplug meaning, like now and then, just take some time out, unplug yourself, not the equipment, momentarily. Unplug in terms of, you know, just taking a bit of a break. Go for a walk, whatever. They're saying enjoy life. Try to enjoy life as much as you can. Try not to let the negatives in your life overpower or let you lose sight of the positive aspects in your life. So shukr, gratitude comes in here. Have fun. Have a good laugh now and then with your friends. You know, try to smile more. You tend to attract more positivity and more fun-loving people towards you if you're in that mode. If you're grumpy all the time, you'll tend to be, you'll see grumpy people will be blooming with you. So it just happens like that. Breathe. Ah, husa, husa. Just breathe. That's very important. Sometimes you'll be just, you know, it feels like you're underwater for long. Stress can make you feel that way, like you're underwater for a long time. And you're running out of air. Obviously, you can't breathe underwater. But in this term, metaphorically speaking, come to the surface. Come for some air. It will help you out in the long run. Relax. Relax a bit more. You know, go outside, as we mentioned earlier. Go outside. Okay, not now when it's 41 degrees and now you're standing out there in the sun there with your black t-shirt or kurta, absorbing all of that heat, that you're going to get dehydrated and you're going to get more tired. So yeah, go outside now and then for some air, go for a walk, exercise your muscles. Then they've got a picture of a smile. Yes, we mentioned that, smile. And as Muslims, meditate. Dhikr is a good form as well. Durood Sharif will calm you down like you can't believe. So we have all the tools. We can use the Islamic aspects as well as the secular information that is available to us to be able to be less stressful. So inshallah, today, National Stress Awareness Day, we've made you aware of stress. So now, stop stressing. That's the main thing that we're trying to get through to you. Let me just check. As-salam, there's a message coming through. It says, Salams, I'm listening to your program right now, and I wanted to thank you all at Radio Islam International, as I've learned a lot from your program. Jazakallah khair, keep up the good work. Jazakallah khair to you for that message, and we'll keep going, inshallah, with your du'as and positive energy that you send towards us. Jazakallah khair for that. I think we've run out of time. Yes, we have indeed. Jazakallah khair. The son says, I eat chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. Read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best guardian. And it works. Yes, it does indeed. So from Mohammed Salim and I here, we leave you with positive energy, stress-free energy, inshallah. From the Power Half Hour team for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.